Number four, I've got to move on, .org. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. This is one of my favorite ones. Number one, Christ is Lord over all on behalf of his church. Number two, Christ gave his life for the church's victory. Number three, he is the one with the church. He's one with the church through love. Number four, listen to this, I should sell it to you. Christ is always speaking prophetically into the church's future. Christ is always speaking prophetically into the church's future. That's what all this business is about, washing of the water and the word, prophetically speaking into your future. Husbands, you're supposed to be prophetically speaking into the future of your wife and your children and everything to do with your home all day long. That's your destiny, to speak prophetically into their future. Not tear them down. Speak prophetically into their future. Do you know, I'm actually talking about quite a mature kind of guy here. Because we'd rather complain than speak prophetically into their future. We'd rather call them blooming idiots than speak prophetically into their future. We'd rather get turned off by their behavior than speak prophetically into their future. But I've got news for you. Jesus never did that one time to his church. He has continually spoken prophetically into the church's future from the day they were saved and baptized into that church, which is the I do on the ring for marriage. I don't understand men taking their cue from their wives. Ask my wife if I take my cue from her. There you have it, see? That's why most homes are messed up. Their husbands are waiting for dear to tell them what to think, what to feel, what to do, to give them security, to give them assurance, to give them comfort. Hey! Imagine if Jesus kept calling up the board, and I say board on purpose to be irritable, and saying, what should I do? How should I handle this? Do you think they really meant to hurt me then? I'm so hurt by my wife. Get over it, you big jerk. You can handle it. Take my word for it. You can handle it. You can deal with it. That's why no matter what your problem, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, you go straight to Jesus. He is tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. So, sir, you're supposed to be tempted in all points like the rest of your family is, yet without sin. You got the answers. You are speaking prophetically into them all the time. What do you think of this stuff?
Beautiful.
It's outrageous, isn't it? Let's do another one. Number five. Verse 27. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Number one, Christ is Lord over all on behalf of his church. Number two, Christ gave his life for the church's victory. Number three, Christ is one with the church through love. Number four, Christ is always speaking prophetically into the church's future. Number five, Christ sees the church as a trophy of his grace. I loved writing that one down. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. I came up with this outline for days, changing it several times a day, saying those are not the right words. He wants to present a glorious church. Christ sees the church as a trophy of his grace.
Yeah.
Do you see your home as a trophy of your grace? Your grace! Yeah! Not Jesus' grace, your grace! Is your home a trophy of your grace? And you can't wait to get that baby to heaven so Jesus can say, wow, that's what I did to my church! And then you can say, yeah, that's where I learned it!
Yeah.
Every husband's goal is to present his home as a trophy of his grace. You see, if you don't speak with grace and season with grace and think with grace and treat your family with grace, even when you are tempted in the flesh to go blah, 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 blah. Pull yourself together, darling, you know? You're just not going to be like a church. You're going to be like the first few years of sermons I preached when I began. You know? You remember what they said? Start slow, rise high, strike fire and burn them up. Well, I mean, that is rubbish. That we taught that. You can't deliver them, beat it out of them, you know? Not literally, but we verbally try to beat stuff out of our children and our wives. Yeah. I'm not going to touch women today. It's not my role. We bypassed late Mother's Day, aren't you? Praise God for that. The Lord led them hitherto. I didn't deal with you ladies on Mother's Day because you're perfect in Christ. You're perfect in your husband's grace. Ooh, she. My husband doesn't have much. Pray for the sucker. Christ sees the church as a trophy of his grace, and you, sir, are supposed to see your home as a trophy of your grace, and if it isn't, it's not your home's problem, because they're not going to learn it from Alfred three houses down. Isn't that the truth? That's quite a thought, isn't it? A trophy of my grace. I got two more and I'll be finished, and I want to rush because I've got the greatest lunch I ever had in my life coming up. And only it's a very exciting thing. Chapter number 6. Now this one, I go to verse 28. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. And in verse 29, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does the church. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. We're joined together, he says. And then he goes right back to the home again. Number 6, Christ loves the church as much as he loves himself. Boy, howdy. Christ loves the church as much as he loves himself. And that is crazy talk. That's the kind of thing that sets you free, you have to admit.
It is.
It makes you want to run and say, glory, I want to skip, hop, and jump. Now imagine coming home to a husband and a father who loves you as much as he loves himself. Not because of the plaque on the wall that says it. Because we love our plaques and our outlines, we men. We're plaquey, outline-y kind of guys. And after that, we like to have uniforms. We like uniforms. And boy, let me tell you, if I buy a uniform, you better respect that thing. We want, that's the third, for the fourth one, respect. We want, hey, ho, hey. Well, that's fine, and I'm not speaking against that or for that. I'm just simply saying this, ladies and gentlemen. Your kids, when you're not around, talking to their little friends at school, should be saying to one another, well, my dad loves me as much as he loves himself. I know, because he treats me better than himself. Your wife's supposed to say when visiting with her friends, having a cup of tea and shortbread. Wouldn't mind a piece. Forget the tea. You know something? My husband loves me as much as himself. That's pretty shocking.